Welcome back to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Continuing our theme this week on learning to know God. And again, reading in Hebrews chapter 3, I'd like to quickly cover several different avenues of knowing God. The first one is our own conscience. Following the conscience God has given us. And let's read the blessed scriptures first. Hebrews 3:8-11. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. So harden not your hearts. Every one of us in our life, we have to choose whether we will follow what is good or what is evil. And we might know ever so little, but we still have to make that choice. And God has put within us a conscience of what is right and what is wrong. Anywhere you go in the world, I believe anywhere you go, there will be an awareness that stealing is wrong. There might be people that have quenched that awareness through habitual stealing, and it doesn't seem to bother them anymore. But what culture will you find where stealing is just a normal thing and accepted? And adultery, same way. There are many things that God has put in the heart of man to know good and evil, that we can choose the good. And if we choose the good and desire more good, desire the giver of all good, then God will reveal himself to us. Men have a conscience universally. Guard your conscience carefully. The next way of knowing God is through our brothers and sisters. Reading verses 12 to 15 here. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Here we are exhorted, commanded to exhort one another daily. How are you doing in this? Are you exhorting your brothers and sisters daily, knowing that any one of us can be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin? Any one of us may be overcome with an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. God forbid that that would happen, but we have to be aware that the temptation is there. The tendency to drift away from God is there. We should be there for each other and provoking one another to love and good works. Just think about life of the present, ongoing, step-by-step movement. Which way are you going? Are you receiving help from your brothers and sisters? Are you giving help to step the right direction? Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Again, which direction are you going? Do you know? Are you constantly seeking after God to draw nigh to him? Or are you drifting into worldliness, into apathy, into lukewarmness. Do you know which direction your brothers and sisters are going? And are you there helping them to higher ground? In a departing world, we must constantly fight or we will float away. If ye endure to the end, ye shall be saved. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It is so important that we get together, that we assemble ourselves with the saints, that we edify one another, and especially as we see the day approaching. Now, one more point. Learn of God from history. Learn to know God from history. Blessed is the one who learns from history. I encourage you, love history. Enjoy it. Look into it. Look at decisions churches made and where it took them. Look at those who sacrificed and stood for Christ and consider their blessed end. Look at how death claims all, both rich and poor, and let it humble your heart. We need a big and accurate perspective on life. Psalms 90:9-11. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. One of the ways that we apply our hearts to wisdom is to learn from history. If you don't learn the lessons from history, you're bound to repeat them. The mistakes that others have made. We can look to history and be encouraged to go the right way and be warned not to take the wrong way. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. It will be very helpful for us to recognize that all those in the past have passed away. They had their visions. They had their dreams. They had their goals. Now they are in the dust, awaiting the day of judgment. And where they are, we too soon shall be. Let that humble our hearts. Let that press us on to seeking that which is truly important. And to conclude all this, I would like to read a poem to you. Oh, why should the spirit of mortal be proud, like a swift, fleeting meteor, a fast-flying cloud, a flash of the lightning, a break of the wave. He passeth from life to rest in the grave. The leaves of the oak and the willow shall fade, be scattered around and together be laid, as the young and the old, the low and the high, shall crumble to dust and together shall lie. The infant a mother attended and loved, the mother that infant's affection who proved, the husband, that mother, and infant who blessed, each, all, are away to their dwellings of rest. The maid on whose cheek, on whose brow, in whose eye, shown beauty and pleasure, her triumphs are high. And the memory of those who loved her and praised are alike from the minds of the living erased. The hand of the king that the scepter hath borne, the brow of the priest that the mitre hath worn, the eye of the sage and the heart of the brave are hidden and lost in the depths of the grave. the peasant whose lot was to sow and to reap, the herdsman who climbed with his goats up the steep, the beggar who wandered in search of his bread, have faded away like the grass that we tread. The saint who enjoyed the communion of heaven, the sinner who dared to remain unforgiven, the wise and the foolish, the guilty and the just, have quietly mingled their bones in the dust. So the multitude goes like a flower of the weed that withers the way to let others succeed. So the multitude comes, even those we behold, to repeat every tale that has often been told. For we are the same things our fathers have been. We see the same sights our fathers have seen. We drink the same stream, we feel the same sun, and run the same course our fathers have run. The thoughts we are thinking, our fathers would think. From the death we are shrinking, our fathers would shrink. To the life we are clinging, they also would cling. But it speeds from us all like a bird on the wing. They loved, but the story we cannot unfold. They scorned, but the heart of the haughty is cold. They grieved, but no wail from their slumber will come. They joyed, but the tongue of their gladness is dumb. They died, ah, they died, we things that are now, that walk on the turf that lies over their brow, and making their dwellings a transient abode, meet the changes they met on their pilgrimage road. Yea, hope and despondency, pleasure and pain, are mingled together in sunshine and rain, and the smile and the tear, the song and the dirge, still follow each other like surge upon surge. Just the wink of an eye, just the draft of a breath, from the blossom of health to the paleness of death, from the gilded saloon to the bier and the shroud. Oh, why should the spirit of mortal be proud? Lord, impress upon my heart the realities of eternity. That's my prayer for me and for you. And may the Lord bless you and continue to guide you, and may you get to know him more and more as time goes on. God bless you.